Brian, what's the overriding feeling after that?
Actually, very disappointing, especially the last 15 minutes, obviously, and losing the game that we looked like that we were in control of. So, very disappointing, yeah.
And it must be a bit frustrating as well, because you were well in control of it.
Yeah, sure, look, we did a lot of things that we had hoped that we'd do. Performed well for long periods of the game, but didn't see it out.
Yeah, was it that momentum arrest probably after their goal that kind of turned it a little bit?
Yeah, look, three shocking goals from our perspective. They happen sometimes, and they happen to us, and we have to respond to it now, see if we can.
Yeah, but a lot of good stuff up to that point, or is it kind of hard to see it through the fog of the disappointment right now?
Yeah, very hard to see it, very hard to see any good stuff when you perform so poorly in the last 15 minutes.
What was the change of point, Brian? You're 90 here in 53 minutes.
Yeah, sure. Look, you all saw the game, like, goals change matches, and they got a couple of handy ones, and that was the difference.
Obviously, questions about square balls there. What did you think?
Yeah, I haven't seen it back.
The second goal seemed to be the one that really put them in the driving seat, if you like. You know, you seem to be nearly settling down after the first one.
Yeah, a number of... Look, there were a lot of poor goals from our perspective. So, poor defending, which we're disappointed with. But, look, it is what it is. We can't do anything about it now.
You've just 7 days now to face into a very big game. Will it be difficult to just...
Yeah, it's the exact same as last year. Very poor display from us last year. But probably did a lot of positives last year as well, but very poor results. And we were, you know, facing into going into Limerick, an away game. So, you know, disappointed for us to lose the home game, particularly having played so well for long periods of the game.